Okay, Brian, try that.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I have 7:03 on August the 11th. I hereby call this meeting of the mayor and council to order. Madam Clerk, have we met all the laws governing the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Law?
Yes, we have.
Thank you very much. Would you all please join me in a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Strauss is absent. Councilwoman Switlick is absent. Council President Kaczynowski?
Here.
And Mayor Malay?
Here.
We have.
Very good. Our first item of business is comments from the public for items listed on the agenda only, but given the paucity of people in the audience, we'll just open it up for any general comment that anyone might like to make. Go ahead, have a seat.
Is that
we'll need you to identify yourself briefly for the record, name and address, just so we can write it down.
Is that mic on the floor? Or how
does it work? Yeah.
Just
take the other mic.
That should work out.
We'll fix that later. Somebody must have tripped. Go ahead.
Hello. We are Kate, Eva, and Marissa. We are all cadets that are just finishing up our silver awards. For our silver, we had realized that not many people know that most plastic caps are not recycled. If they were recycled, it could help reduce plastic waste. We joined an organization called ABC Partnership, or Green Tree Plastics. At Green Tree Plastics, they take the collected and sorted plastic caps and make them into benches. These benches could be placed in many different places to provide more seating in public settings. Not only are the collected bottle caps helping to reduce plastic waste, but they are providing more seating in different settings.
There were many different steps that were taken to complete our project. We started by partnering with Green Tree Plastics and collecting bottle caps. The bottle caps would be used to make the bench, which we collected from our homes and our friends' homes. Once we had enough caps, we were able to get to sorting them. We would lay them out and make sure that they were acceptable to Green Tree Plastics. We also met with people to determine the locations of benches and get those benches locations approved. Once all the caps were sorted and the locations were approved, we loaded the caps on a U-Haul and began to drive to Indiana.
When we arrived at Green Tree Plastics, they unloaded our caps and made sure our sorting had been done well. We were approved and the benches were loaded into the U-Haul. We drove back to New Jersey and unloaded the benches. We then constructed the benches and then had them get ready to be delivered. They will be dropped off at their final destination shortly, but we would like to thank Councilwoman Switlick for taking time out of her day to meet with us and to help plan drop-off arrangements for the benches. We are very excited to have finished up our project and have helped the community in the process. We hope we have inspired others to step up and help out.
Thank you all very much.
What is that?
We also have pictures.
Oh, great.
Great, yeah.
Glance at them.
That's great. You guys worked hard. Really well done. Wow, that's great. What a great project. You did soup to nuts. I mean, they look great. Really well done, ladies. Really well done. Yep.
I want to thank you for the contribution you made to our community. I think those benches are going to be a great asset, and what's great about them, not only the environmental benefits that you guys really, or you ladies really did a great job to make some recycling happen. But more than that, given their material, I think these are going to last for a very, very, very long time. So this will be a long-term asset to the community. And thank you all three very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really well done.
Yep. Well done.
I look forward to sitting on the benches.
Okay. Any other members of the public who might wish to make any comments? Okay, not seeing any movement. We will move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, Council Member, or Citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items on the consent agenda that anyone in the room wishes to have removed? Seeing none, may I ask for a motion in favor of the consent agenda?
I'll make the motion.
And I'll second.
Thank you much. Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Koshinowski?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes. We'll move on to reports. Councilman Glazer, you are up first.
Yeah, it'd be relatively quick. I'll do historic first. Hasn't met yet this month because of vacations, conflicts. They're meeting tonight as we speak, assuming they got a quorum, which I think they did, between phone calls and in person. So I'll have more on that next month. Planning Board, at the last meeting about, I'm going to say 2 weeks ago, the applicant for the Ingerman property, which would be known as the Willows of Spruce Run, up on Route 31 North, north of Sherrod's, they applied and received preliminary site plan application. It was actually a pretty clean application. The applicant did a really good job presenting, which made it a lot easier for something complicated. Two small variances, one on a retaining wall, just based on the layout of the property. And then a second one that there's a requirement in the township under ordinance that trees need to be replanted. It would be impossible for them to plant the number of trees that are required, so they requested relief and received both. So that's moving along nicely. This is the 55% inclusive affordable housing. So it's a really good win for the township. And that's all I have.
Okay. Council President Koshinowski.
I don't have much to report in my absence the last couple weeks. There's no points on the audit. I guess you might have covered that last time.
I mean, no, we did not, I don't think. But that's
a highlight of the financial year, I think.
I believe
a highlight.
The first time we've had that in recorded memory, at least. I don't remember it.
It's good to have
the last
memory.
15 years. So
yeah.
Very good.
I'm happy to be back in person. Let's hope it lasts.
Yeah.
And from my side, obviously I was away for the last couple of weeks. However, we are planning to have the Gray Rock Road project started this week, I think. Right, this week, next week, somewhere in there. And then the paving projects that we're doing through the co-op, which will encompass Hibbler Road, Cedar Grove Road, and portions of Gray Rock, as well as Stone Mill Road. Those will all occur probably in mid-September. So we're looking forward very much to that. From the personnel side, we still have some openings on DPW, which I think we have some postings for. So if anybody knows anybody who might be interested, send them our way. We're looking. And I think we have a couple items on the agenda this evening to tackle, to address some personnel vacancies that we've had occur in the last few months. That's it for me, Administrator Mekovits.
I think we got it covered. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now we will move on to the one and only public hearing we have for tonight. It is for an ordinance appropriating $42,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for Bunt Park Court's reconstruction by the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey. And for the benefit of the audience who may not know, we began probably in April or May a project to reconstruct the basketball courts at Bunt and replace two of the four courts with three pickleball courts and a tennis court. The court was in pretty bad shape. It had a huge crack in it and pooling. So when the contractor began their work and dug it up, they found that the ground underneath was not solid enough, and it had not been appropriately handled when the courts were originally made, which makes a lot of sense. So this is essentially a change order for that, and we are amending the ordinance for the funding of it from our capital fund. So any comments from, we'll open the public hearing, anybody from the public wish to comment on this particular ordinance? Seeing no movement from the audience, any discussion at council?
We discussed like the last meeting and introduction, I think.
Concur. All right. I will make the motion on this one.
May I? I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Council President Kuchinowski.
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, next we'll move on to our resolutions. First being a resolution authorizing the purchase of e-ticket, including the e-ticket maintenance bundle from the state contract number 19-35 through GTBM, Inc., not to exceed amount of $20,000. This is a pretty standard thing I think we've done every year. It is the ticketing system for our police vehicles. Is there any discussion on the part of council?
No.
Nope. May I have a motion, please?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Roll.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Kuchinowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes. I caught you. You almost went there.
I know.
Next is a resolution authorizing the purchase of SCBA equipment from Firefighter 1 through state contract number 17-fleet-00819, not to exceed amount of $180,000. As previously discussed when we did the ordinance for this, the SCBA equipment of the fire department is going to expire. A large portion of it at the end of this year needs to be replaced or it cannot be serviced. Any comments?
No.
All right. May I have a motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Council President Kuchinowski.
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Next, we have resolution approving a grant application to execute a grant contract with the New Jersey DOT for Petticoat Lane improvements. This is a grant that we will be submitting, or if we haven't already submitted it, to the state in order to repave and really reconstruct a large portion of Petticoat going from Route 22 up to East Main Street. That piece, of, as many of you may know, tends to generate large potholes that are hard to keep down. So that's what we're doing here. That's our next road for next year, hopefully. Any comments from the council discussion?
I stipulate Petticoat needs work. Maybe just for the public, why would we select Petticoat over other roads in the township? Other people always say my road needs it first.
Yeah, there are a lot of folks who do come for that.
Yep.
And it was, in my opinion, mm-hmm. it was a horse race between Blossom Hill and Petticoat.
Right.
We get a lot of complaints on Blossom Hill.
Right.
The way the process works for these roads, especially for the grant applications where it's a really big project,
mm-hmm.
the DPW director goes out with our engineer and they evaluate the roads which are really in the worst shape,
right.
and they make that determination based on the condition of those roads and the traffic that they see.
Right. Does the state give us any credit for there being like these public amenities on the road, be it the transfer station and the correction facility? Would that help us win a grant, do we think?
I believe that the proximity of the state correctional facility will definitely help.
Good.
And the transfer station as well.
Yep.
I will say also, though, that we've gotten grants for road work, significant grants for road work, probably for the last 5 or 6 years in a row, which is fantastic.
Right.
Okay. So we've done very well with these grants, and hopefully we'll get another.
Yeah.
Okay.
They could use it.
And unfortunately, we're not taking comments at this moment. We'll at the end. Any other?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Okay. May I have a motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second that motion.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Council President Kuchinowski.
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Next resolution is amending resolution number 42-2021, authorizing the improvements of the basketball, tennis, pickleball courts at Bunt Park from field turf through ESCNJ State Co-op number 18/19-55. Not to exceed amount of $346,360. This is the resolution implementing that ordinance we just adopted, and it is for the changing the full amount of the contract. It is not the adder, obviously. Any comments from the council?
Nope. Given that, I'll make the motion.
Thank you much.
I'll second it.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Kuchinowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes. I thought you were going to say give you a chance to make a motion.
I said he's supposed to wait for you to ask.
It's quite all right. We now have a resolution amending resolution number 109-2020 and 82-2021, authorizing an agreement for maintenance HVAC services with McCloskey Mechanical Contractors, Inc. through Hunterdon County ESC, contract number HCESC-SER-12A, with an increase of the not to exceed to $35,000. This is for additional HVAC services that we require beyond what we had anticipated in the budget. Comments, questions?
No comments. I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Koshinowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
I have a resolution to comply with promulgations of the Local Finance Board for review of the annual 2020 audit. As previously discussed in Council President Koshinowski's report, the audit was really the best that I've seen in the 8 years that I've been here. So, I mean, it's clean. There were no recommendations whatsoever from our auditors. Discussion?
Yeah, congratulations to the team for getting that done.
And many thanks to our CFO and administrator.
Yes.
Yeah, and the audit fee should go down. After a clean audit, It should go down.
No, because they have to keep digging when they can't find it.
No. That's not how an audit works.
They just couldn't find anything.
That's not how an audit works.
Hey, I have a motion.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second that motion.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Koshinowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Boy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Now I have a resolution authorizing the hiring and appointment of Ashley Biondo, confidential administrative officer clerk to the administrator for the Township of Clinton. And we desperately need this position filled, and Ms. Megavitz held a very rigorous search process.
Long search process.
Just to make sure we got the right person for this particular job. And I think she'll be a great asset to the whole township.
Yes.
All our departments, from Public Works to Rec to wherever, you name it.
Yep.
Any questions on this particular hire?
No, makes sense.
Okay. I will make the motion.
And I'll second it.
Thank you.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Koshinowski?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Two to go. Second to last, resolution authorizing the hiring and appointment of Thomas Petto, construction building subcode and fire subcode official for the Township of Clinton. Mr. Petto was interviewed on multiple occasions by Ms. Mekovitz, and also we both interviewed him together. He has a long history of experience. He's currently a code official in Hopewell and Pennington, I believe. So highly recommended. He seems like he'll be a great fit for our office and has the skills needed to, I think, take the construction department and the building department in the right direction. Questions, comments?
So he does building subcode and fire subcode.
That's correct.
The other subcodes are going to be handled by
someone else.
Part-time people,
some of whom we already have on staff because we've always needed some part-time.
Right, to fill in.
Correct.
And,
okay.
We'll have to just add an electrical inspector, electrical subcode, which I'll have for the next meeting.
Perfect.
Oh, great.
We've already, probably the person who's doing it on a part-time basis now. And it'll still be part-time, but on an interim basis, I should say.
Right.
But it fills everything else.
Good.
Right, because prior to that, Mike and the part-time guy collectively did the electrical inspections.
Right.
So in absence of Mike, we think the part-time guy needs to move to closer to full-time.
Well, we're going to hire a part-time.
So two part-time.
He's doing it now on an interim basis.
Yeah. I think the other part-time person we had was a plumbing.
Plumbing.
Oh, it wasn't electrical.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mike was doing all the electrical.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. He was probably doing a fair share of it. Not all of it.
Okay.
He might have been doing, maybe we just have to hire for the subcode. I think maybe that's what he didn't have. I don't think he was doing all of it as far as I knew.
We need it for plan review is what we need.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll make the motion.
Ah, terrific.
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
September 7th. Good.
Okay.
And our last resolution is a resolution. It is a late addition from yesterday or Monday. Resolution authorizing execution of an agreement for payment in lieu of taxes pursuant to NJSA 55:14K-1 at SEC with Ingerman Development Company, LLC, concerning property identified as Block 70, Lots 6 and 6.01 on the Township of Clinton tax maps. This is for the affordable housing mixed income development on Route 31 and is required for them to make their HMFA application at the end of this month. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty standard pilot agreement, standard terms, much like what we've done with some of our prior projects.
And I understand the percentage, the way it's calculated, the pilot's calculated, is driven by the financing, I'll call it state agency that provides
Correct.
The financing.
Yeah, and they'll be paying us the maximum
right.
that's allowed.
Yeah. So we can't negotiate for more because we're already at the highest amount possible.
You are.
Okay. That's important to know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion? If not, may I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
And I will second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Kuchinowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Good.
Okay. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. We now have our last public comment session. This is for anything anybody wishes to discuss. Is there anybody in the audience who would like to come up, have a question, or?
I'm sorry if I'm going to be asking you a question that's not relevant.
If you, yeah, that's okay. We don't mind. If you could just identify yourself for the record.
Sure. The purpose of my
I just need you to state your name and.
My name.
Yeah.
Okay, my name is Anna. My last name is Gregorian.
Okay.
The purpose of me to attend this meeting is because I have I live in Foxfire Development,
okay.
and I live there.
I just spoke with a neighbor of yours, Ms. Powers, just
yes,
prior to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We both are kind of like take turns to help our development where we live.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there for 26 years, and faithfully I pay my taxes every quarter. Nobody reminded me to pay my taxes. That development has not been paved since 26 years ago. Every year, twice, three times, and I really respect that, you guys send workers to just fill the potholes. 2 months later comes that. Personally, and I also spoke to so many of my neighbors. We are so embarrassed to have neighbors coming to our friends, families. We pay a lot of taxes in that development, and for us to have a road like that, it's really, really embarrassing. I just want to say that. And the villas were developed 2 years ago. Kathy and I spoke to John Higgins,
mm-hmm.
okay? Back and forth about maybe 15, 16 emails. He responded back to us, and he sent workers, and they clean up the curves of
the... Yeah, she mentioned the grass, right?
Do we have to do this every year to remind the town of Clinton to come and clean it?
Well, we'll take a look. I told Ms. Powers that I'd go look at it and see whose responsibility is to maintain that particular section. She had mentioned that she thought it was the water utility or perhaps the sewer utility who had done it. I'll check into it. And I will get back to both of you if you could leave me your contact number.
Sure. I feel like we are just being so neglected there.
I understand.
I mean, our home prices are coming down. Have you driven there? Have you seen
yes,
that road?
Yes, I've driven through.
I mean,
yep.
Would you like to leave a place like that? I mean, truthfully.
I understand, but what I will say is this, and it's unfortunate, the number of roads that we have to repair in the township greatly exceeds what we have in available funding to do that. Now, I anticipate in the next few years that'll change, but there are, for example, Hibbler Road, if you were to drive that, is in far worse condition than Austin Hill is.
I think they should be paved. We should be paved. I'm not saying that they're better than us better than them.
I understand.
This is the town of Clinton. I mean, we pay huge taxes.
Yeah,
I mean, every year our taxes goes up.
I understand.
But as far as it's being maintained.
And no offense to any of the others who might be present, but unfortunately, the portion of your taxes that comes to the township for things like that is in the realm of 15% of what your tax bill is. The rest goes to the county and the high school and the local schools.
Which we don't use. You know, our kids are grown, and here we are. I know it's not your fault, but.
Yes. So we are in the process and have been in the last few years of really getting to a point where we can build up our ability to do more and more capital projects, and I expect in a year or two we'll be able to really free up some money to do that. And hopefully
more.
It's on our radar.
Right. How much would it cost every year, twice a year, a worker come and just trim that, the weeds? That, mm-hmm. You know, we all know it grows back.
Yep.
I mean, and every year needs to be maintained. I mean, I understand about the paving is expensive.
Right. No, I concur. I'll look into that, and if you could, I'm sure Ms. Powers has your contact information.
Yeah,
I actually called her just a couple hours ago,
okay.
We spoke. She's.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Any other questions, comments? All right. Seeing none. Mr. Councilman Glazer has something very important he'd like to announce.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Oh, I can't do that.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Council President Kaczynowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Lilly?
Yes.
We are
done. All right. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for showing up.
Great job with those benches.
Yes. Yes.